Hallelujah. Aren't you so thankful for our gracious Lord who is always there with us, who is always there for us, who is always there to lead us, to guide us, to direct us, to help us in every situation in our life. Hallelujah. Oh, it's just so wonderful to be in the presence of the Lord, isn't it? You may be seated for just a few minutes. Most of the time we're going to pray, but I want to just give you a little direction. And for those of you that this is your first time here, this is your first time to visit Rhema Bible Church, well, tonight is a night of prayer. Tonight is a night to pray for our country, to pray for our coming election. Do you realize that in 9 days, we will be electing a new president of the United States? I don't know about you, but oh my goodness, I have watched more news during the primaries, during this time, than I think that I've ever watched in my life. And you say, why have you done that? Well, I will tell you exactly. Oh, by the way, thank you for this wonderful crowd. Yes, hallelujah. And you say, well, why? It's because that I needed to know how to pray. I needed to know how to pray. And I trust that you've been like I have been. I've been praying this whole time. I've been praying. Have you been praying? I'll tell you what, it's so very important to pray. You know, I know several of the commentators, they've said this: America as we know it could be dramatically changed forever with this election. America as we know it could be dramatically forever changed with this election. You see the importance of our prayers, because what happens? Prayer changes what? Things. Ezekiel 22:30 says, and I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land, that I should not destroy it, but I found none. I'll tell you what, we as Christians, sorry to say, that we have been negligent in our standing in the gap for our nation. And I want to welcome all of you guys who are joining with us online. But we've been negligent in standing in the gap for our nation. And so it's time for us to double up on our standing in the gap. Are you ready to do that? Hallelujah. You know, 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people, you know it, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and what? And pray and what? Seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. I'm telling you, there are many Christians that are not as close to God as they should be. It bothers me. And I'll preach about that some other time. Then will I hear from heaven and what? And will forgive their sin and will heal their what? Their land. Now mine eyes shall be open and mine ears intent unto the prayer that is made in this place. I'm telling you what, God is looking at our prayers right now. He is looking over the banister of heaven and saying, I am well pleased that there is a wonderful crowd gathered together to pray. Hallelujah. You know, Bill Reifert, prayer is powerful. Ian Bounds said this: God shapes the world by prayer. The more praying there is in the world, the better the world will be, the mightier the forces against evil. Now, Bill told part of my story about the snipers. I'm sure glad you told that part. And that is so true, that the Sunday night before the snipers were caught on Tuesday, we prayed. I mean, there was terror everywhere. And so we prayed, and they were caught on Tuesday. But you know what? There were other people praying as well. And I'm just going to read a short of this. Ron Lance was actually the one, he was a truck driver, and he was actually the one that recognized the license plate, that recognized the car that they were looking for the snipers. And this is what he said. After the sniper shot his first victims, this is what he said. "I've been praying about that too, that someone would stop this killing spree. It had gone on for 12 days already. Around 7 p.m. when I was about an hour and a half out of Wilmington, Delaware, the usual report came on the radio. Nothing new on the sniper. All they knew was, and at this time they thought it was a white van might be involved. I got to thinking about what I had learned at church, how a bunch of people, listen to this, praying together can be more powerful than a person praying alone." And this is what he said: "What if I get on my CB, see if a few drivers want to pull off the road," because he was a truck driver, "want to pull off the road with me and pray about this." I pressed the button on my microphone and said that if anyone wanted to pray about the sniper, he could meet me in half an hour at the eastbound 66 mile marker rest area. A trucker answered right away. Then another and another that they'd be there. I hadn't gone 5 miles before a line of trucks formed, some coming up from behind, others up ahead, slowing down to join us. The line stretched for miles. It was getting dark when we pulled into the rest area. There must have been 50 rigs there. We all got out of our cabs and stood in a circle, holding hands, 60 or 70 of us, including some wives and children. "Let's pray," I said. "Anyone who feels like it can start." Well, the first one to speak up was a kid, maybe 10 years old, standing just to my left. The boy bowed his head, "Our Father who art in heaven." We went around the circle, some folks using their own words, others using phrases from the Lord's Prayer. It seemed to me there was a special meaning where it says, "Deliver us from evil." The last person finished. We had prayed for 59 minutes. All those truckers adding an hour to their busy schedules. 10 days later, October the 23rd, I was making my Ohio to Delaware run again. There had been another killing, and the sniper was no nearer to be caught. Now, it goes on and it's long, and I don't want to read it because we don't have time. But there were a series of circumstances that Ron Lance didn't get where he thought he would get during that day. And so all of a sudden, he landed. It was 1 o'clock in the morning. He said it was 1 o'clock in the morning. They had said that the sniper was in a blue 1990 Chevrolet and gave a license plate number. And so he stopped at 1 o'clock in the morning, wrote down the tag number. He said, "I reached the rest stop at the 39 mile marker near Myersville, Maryland, which was only a few miles from where so many of us had made a circle and prayed, westbound on I-70. This was the only rest area between Baltimore and Breezewood with men's room. I wasn't going to pass that." Now, what had happened is when he got to that rest stop, all the places where the trucks were filled up. So he had to go where the cars were. And when he went where the cars were, all of a sudden he was trembling and he said, "I saw that car and I saw that license plate number." And the rest of the story was he called 911. The snipers were caught. Hallelujah. The power of prayer. The power of prayer. James 5:16 says the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man, what? Availeth much. The Amplified says the earnest, heartfelt, continued prayer of a righteous man makes tremendous power available, dynamic in its working. Now, when you're in a serious situation in your own personal life and you hit your knees, do you just, "Oh, Father, thank you. I know you're going to help me through this situation." I'm talking about this is a serious situation, you know. How do you pray? No. I am sure that in your own personal life, you hit your knees and you say, "God, help me. I need your help." Well, I want to tell you what, in this nation, we need to pray fervently, "God, help us. We need your help." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I'll tell you what. How are we going to pray? Well, first of all, 1 Timothy 2:1 says, I exhort therefore that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. So how are we going to pray? Well, however the Holy Spirit directs you to pray. Whether it's just a prayer, whether it's in supplication, whether it's intercession, you pray as the Holy Ghost would direct you to pray. Because you see, he may have you praying about different things in the election than he does others. You know? Now, in our prayers, you know, the Lord just impressed me. Don't be distracted by what the media says. Don't be distracted by anything. Don't even think about your thoughts. He didn't tell us to do that. He said, just pray. Just pray. Pray what the Holy Ghost wants you to pray. What the Holy Ghost wants you to pray. And over in Romans 8:26, and I'm hurrying because we're fixing to pray. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And so when you get to the place that you don't know how to pray, or you've prayed all that the Holy Spirit directs you in English, what are we going to do? We're going to pray in the Holy Ghost. We're going to pray in the Holy Ghost. Are you ready to pray? Let's stand up. Let's stand up. You can, there's plenty of room if you want to walk around. That's fine. If you want to kneel down, that's fine. I'm going to make this over here my altars. There's all kinds of stairs here you can pray. Wherever you want to pray, but let's pray for our nation and for these elections. Oh, Father, we just come to you now. You said, Father, that if we would pray, oh, Father, if we would pray for our nation, Father, that you would hear us and that you would heal our land. Now, Father, we come to you now, praying earnestly, praying fervently, Father. Oh, my, 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 my. Oh, Father. Oh, so much corruption. So much corruption. So much corruption, Father. I thank you, Father, that you would open the eyes of the people. God, I thank you now that you will speak to hearts, Father. I thank you, Father. Oh, that all of this corruption, Father, shall be taken care of, Father. That our country will get back to where it should be. Oh, that we were founded upon you. And God, we trust the one and only true God. And oh, God, oh, we've so far strayed from that. Oh, man se libra de se librandan se libraliatai. So far strayed. So far strayed from that, Father. Oh, Father, I thank you that you will speak to hearts, Father. Speak to hearts. Speak to, Father, oh, those citizens of our land. Many of them, Father, knew you. Many of them have had a personal experience with you. They have once accepted you as Christ their Savior, and now they've gone so far from that. Oh, God, I thank you. Oh, man, shele bradu shele kampan zeli brindan shele brige shele brande she. Oh, Father, may the convicting power of God, oh, man, shele brakite come upon them, Father. Come upon them. Oh, mansa, te libra dain she. Oh, manse libra nation. May they have a divine visitation from you. A divine visitation from you. A divine visitation from you, Father. Oh, my soul, that they shall know that you are the one and only true God, Father. That they will turn their hearts back to you. Oh, manchete, turn their life back to you, Father. Oh, mansola brigeshe elibralicom panzete. I thank you, Father, that everything hidden shall be revealed. Everything hidden shall be revealed, Father. Those that would try to destroy our freedom. Those that would try, upashe li brandeche li kemanzolai danse li breki. Those that would try to take our freedom away. Oh, Father, I thank you. Oh, that you shall intercede on our behalf, God. Intercede on our behalf. Oh, Father, we ask for forgiveness for not interceding and for not praying as we should. And for not praying as fervently as we should, as continuous as we should. Oh, God. Hallelujah.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
There is power in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. There's power in the name of Jesus.
There is power. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
There is power in the name of Jesus.
Break every chain.
Hallelujah.
Break every chain.
Break every chain.
Break every chain. Break every chain.
Sing, there is power.
There is power.
Yes. In the name of Jesus.
There is power.
There is power.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
There is power.
There is power. In the name of Jesus.
To break every chain.
To break every chain.
To break every chain.
To break every chain.
Oh my. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh my. Oh. I don't know if I can speak in English or not, but this is what I saw. I saw that as we were singing that, I saw the chains of the enemy being broken over this nation. And what thrilled me the most is I saw the mighty revival start to break through. We're gonna keep on breaking those chains. 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 Ah, banze, le, brande, she, la, mon, de, she. Oh, my. Oh, woo. Oh, can we sing that one more time? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Come on, sing it. There is power.
Hallelujah.
There is power.
I wasn't going to say anything until she said what she said. As I was praying, the Spirit of God began to speak to me, and I began to pray, send the ministering spirits and to bind the evil spirits. The Spirit began to speak to me and say, America has taken the gospel around the world. And there is and the devil is fighting hard, and there's a group. Their platform is against Israel. It's against Christianity. You go read their platforms. I'm trying to remind people, forget about a candidate, forget about a personality. Go look at those platforms. And whatever that platform is what that regime will be. And you go read them and you'll say one of them is sort of in line with the Bible. They believe in life and not killing people, you know, before they get a chance to live. And one of them is against Israel. The other one is not. One of them is to take over the finances, because you go read it right in there. I just read it last night. Right? It says to take over Wall Street and to rein them in. Well, that's taking over our money. Hey, the Lord reminded me, said we need to send the ministering spirits out and to bind all those spirits. And the Lord reminded me, send out the ministering spirits that will stop anything that will come against God. And you see, if we don't, the Bible plainly says that if you don't stay, whoever doesn't stay with Israel is going to be cursed. Anybody read that in there? Well, one of the platforms is not. I want to remind everybody, forget platforms, forget personalities, forget all the rhetoric that's being thrown around. Some of it, a lot of times, half of the stuff that they're saying is not true anyway. Hello, you know that? And look at those platforms, and let's go with one that is closest and to the Bible and will let us still live our Christian life. All right? I was praying there, I bind those spirits. I bind the evil spirits. And that's those chains that need to be broken. The devil knows that his time is short. And he's trying to stop because this nation has been the nation that's taken the gospel around the world. I don't know whether you realize that or not. Amen? We are a Christian nation. I don't care if our president did a few months back or a year or so ago say we're not a Christian nation anymore. Hello? And one of the candidates said that the Christians are going to have to change their attitude. We can't change our attitude if it's in the Word of God. Amen. Whatever the Word says is what we got to go with, right? Amen. She probably shouldn't have let me up here.
Young people, where are my youth? I know the youth came. Can you raise your hand? The youth came. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. Listen. Youth, let me tell you what. The most important friend that you have is God. And I'll tell you, whatever you need, I'm telling you what. God has been with me from the very time that I was little. He's answered my prayers from the time I was little. Sit down for just a minute. One time when I was 6 years of age. I want to talk to the young people a little bit. Tell me where they are again. All right, over here and over there. When I was 6 years of age, I was at my Aunt Oma's house who taught me how to pray. And so she had a big mulberry tree and I wanted a swing. And so we needed some chain to make a swing. And it was on a Saturday. And during that time, the stores all closed at 5 o'clock, all the hardware stores. So we had gone to every hardware store after hardware store and couldn't find any chain. And so finally, it was almost 5 o'clock and my Aunt Oma said, honey, this is the last store that we can go to. And if we don't get chain this time, you'll have to wait until you come back in a couple of weeks and we'll go and find some chain then. She went into the store. I stayed in the car and I prayed. I'm six. I prayed, Father, thank you. You know that, and I didn't even really know about Mark 11, 23 and 24, okay? But I said, Father, you know that I want this so bad. I thank you, Father, that they'll have some chain in this store. My Aunt Oma came out with chain. Hallelujah. Ever since I was six, I knew that God would answer my prayers and God will answer your prayers. But the most important thing is that we got to stay in His presence. Hallelujah. Those who dwell in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I don't know about you, but I'm getting happy. I just may start preaching again. No, I'm not going to do that. But as we close, I want us to stand up. And I want us to, you want to pledge allegiance? Okay. First of all, we're going to pledge allegiance to the flag, and then we're going to sing God Bless America. Are you ready? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her
and guide her.
And guide her
through the night.
Through the night with the light from above. From the mountains
to the
prairies,
to the ocean,
wide with
gold. Hallelujah.
God bless America, my home, sweet home. God bless
faith that God will bless America. And God will bless America as we continue to stand in the gap. Are you committed to stand in the gap? Well, first time guest, our connection team is in the aisle. They want to take you to receive a special gift. So they will come and get you now. Okay, Wednesday night in Our Power, Rick Sharkey, one of our pastors from Spokane, Washington, is going to be speaking in the service. Don't forget, men, Thursday night, what happens? Call to arms, call to arms. And if you need prayer for anything, come down and the prayer team will agree with you. Whatever you need, we'll pray for you, whatever you need. God bless you. Thank you so much for joining me in prayer and for hooking up. You guys are the best. I love you. God bless you.